Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. An increasing phenomena in American society, and Canada too, is parents who, for religious reasons, don't want to take their child to the doctor. Now, we've had this issue for many, many, many decades. It goes back to Christian Science, which has always had a leery attitude about health care. We certainly have seen some Jehovah's Witnesses who go for health care but are not accepting a blood transfusion. And then a host of other people who either belong to the increasing number of more fundamentalist sects that are out there or may pursue natural healing, some types of more homeopathic approaches, not scientific, but they find themselves in groups or choose for themselves to follow those modes of responding to illness and disease. Well, recently, a Michigan couple was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Their baby was delivered by a midwife. Didn't see any problems at the delivery, but midwife came back the next day and saw that the baby was severely jaundiced. She urged the parents to take the baby to the doctor or a hospital. Parents did not. I think the mother said, "God doesn't make mistakes," and they began to pray over their infant. And they were only discovered later by the police when the child was dead. When the police finally showed up at the couple's home, they found a bunch of people praying over the poor little infant. So something had been solvable here. We have jaundice. That's usually a symptom of problems that can be remediated. And sadly, this child died. So what is the ability of the state to override parental authority? And what's the obligation to do something if you think parents are pursuing a course of action that is not in their child's best interest? Well, people can intervene under the following circumstances. If there's a life-threatening condition, you certainly can report a family that is not taking action on that life-threatening condition to social services at the city or state level, and you should. Courts will override parents if they think there is an efficacious intervention, insulin for diabetes, antibiotics for meningitis, where the child can benefit. It's harder to get experimental, novel treatments ordered by courts. They'll give more discretion to parents in those situations. It's also the case that if the parents are basically trying to pray, sometimes medicine can work with them. You pray, we'll do the medical treatments. Maybe they'll accept working together. I've seen that happen in some instances myself. So you have an obligation if you learn or hear from a midwife or anybody who's been involved in childcare, a babysitter, whoever, that a child is sick and they're concerned, that should be reported to child welfare. Again, both the county, the city, and the state, any of those will do. You could report it to the police. Once reported, you're kind of out of the game. You don't have to worry too much because they'll take it up and try to investigate and make sure that the child is being protected. Now, I know very well that many of these services are busy and overwhelmed, but they make time and they do try to look out, particularly for children that might not be getting the necessary medical care that they need. So at the end of the day, you can't prevent every instance of parents not showing up within the medical system. Sometimes they're just outside the safety net. Sometimes they can sort of stay off the grid and you don't find out tragically until it's too late. I do favor prosecuting those cases because it sends a message that that won't be tolerated, even though I don't think these parents need to go to jail. I think what they need to do is be sentenced to community voluntarism and trying to do good works. There's no point in punishing them. They've lost their child. They're grieving. But having prosecutions occur does send the message that the community won't put up with prayer as an alternative to establish medical care. At the end of the day, child welfare, the child's best interest, that can override parental discretion and parental choice. And in some instances, it has to. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU. Thanks for watching.